Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Daniel Nelson with Local Splash.
Hello, Mr. Daniel.
Hey, Ernie, how you doing this morning, sir?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for calling.
Got my coffee in me. I'm feeling good, you know?
Man, me too. Actually, I got a pre-workout and a coffee right now I'm working on.
There you go. You do those morning workouts, huh? I try.
Man.
Can't do them, you know?
It's been like, it's you know, I knew I still had a membership at one of my gyms. I stopped going about 4 months ago.
Right.
Today's my first day back. Like, just trying to do some stuff, because it's been so long. The only thing I cared about was my businesses.
Right.
So I just, like, threw away the girl I was talking to, and threw away my diet, and threw away the gym, and just only focused on the business, because, like I said, I started from nothing, like, absolutely broke, with no transportation. Like, it's crazy, just, you know, now I'm here, so.
That's
amazing. Which is still in the beginning stages.
Yeah.
Still in the beginning stages.
I remember doing moving jobs, and me and my buddy, we would still go to the gym and do legs, you know?
Man, I had the unfortunate event, because I'm going to use my old workout plan. It's just, so I'm just going to try to work out a little bit every morning, 6 days out of the week. You know, like, when I go to the gym, I go to the gym, you know? I don't like to just go for, like, everything I do, I, like, go all the way, so...
That's right.
If I want to be at the gym, man, I'm going to be really hitting it, you know, so,
right.
I'm going to commit to, you know, 6 days a week. I'm not going to start out, I guess, that crazy like I used to, because, I mean, I know I still got to be, you know, my body's got to work for the moving gig, but, you know, I'm looking forward to getting back in the gym again, and, I think that as long as I get up early enough and make this a routine, that, it's going to work out, you know. Right now it's a little late.
You know that.
Yeah,
so. For sure.
Oh, yeah, man. I miss it, man. So, I'm going to try to start hitting it earlier, maybe like 5 or 6 in the morning, I can be ready to work at 8,
right.
8 or 9, you know. So I'll schedule. I mean, since I'm my own boss, you know, I can just schedule my jobs for 9 o'clock or 10
right.
o'clock if I have to. You know, it doesn't have to be 8 in the morning.
That's
so I think it's all going to work out. Yeah, man, it's going to work out. So. I got a customer to pay me in advance yesterday.
Okay.
So, for a job. So he was just like, here's $1,000. It's probably going to be over $1,000. I'm moving him 4 hours away.
Okay.
But he gave me $1,000. So now I got a little bit of change in my pocket. So,
did you want to start with the, 149 package without the Facebook ads? Or did you want to start at 249 with Facebook? You tell me.
Man, I don't even have my Facebook made, really. I don't have good pictures up or anything. Is that something that y'all would put up? Like,
yeah,
I would have to make... Should I just...
Let's do this. We'll start you at the 149 package. Let's ramp your Facebook page up, included with the 149 rate. Like, we'll add photos, boost reviews on it, help you with your posts, et cetera. And then once you have that Facebook page up to par, I noticed you only have, like, 6 friends on it. So we're going to want to focus... then we can add the Facebook ads maybe like next month or when you're ready. Does that work for you?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, hopefully the Google stuff will start coming through a little bit. Then I'll be really, really motivated to get that going.
Exactly.
One of the issues I'm having, I just had someone else call and say they do exactly what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they'll do everything for 100. A month.
So
a special?
You got to be careful with who you use, okay? There's a lot of scams out there. Like I mentioned to you,
okay.
Our company, we've been in business 17 years. We're a Google Premier Partner,
yeah.
A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. I know it's $49 more, right? But you're going to get great results, and I'm positive of that.
They said that they're, I'm just, you know, I just do my research, you know?
Right.
She said that, that they've been in business for 13 years and they're Google verified or Google whatever it's called, I'm not sure, accredited. Man, let me see. They probably sent me an email. I'll let you know.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, I mean, from a business perspective, if you could spend $100 and get the same thing from a service that you would spend $149 on, wouldn't you rather spend $100?
Yeah.
I mean,
the thing is a lot of times it's not the same thing. You know, like one major difference with our company is, like everything we do here, the website development, our Facebook ad, department, our Google ad department, like they're all in the same house. So any change that you want to make, we're able to make them live over the phone with you. You know, a lot of guys or a lot of companies, they off-site everything. So they'll have, like, another company doing your website. So it's, like, pulling teeth to have them, like, make changes, you know? Yeah. But I know most of the companies are, like, 411 Local. I heard a lot of bad things about them. There's PageHub, who's a newer company.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, I like your, you know, your energy, man. I like how you talk. And, your personality and everything, like you're a better, in my opinion, you come off way more genuine, and I'm sure you are, than the other person.
Yeah.
The other person, they seem to only just want to sell me, and she seems a little, like sassy, kind of like I know more than you kind of attitude, and that's what I got. But I mean, regardless of any of that, it's what the product does, and the, you know, how the people handle, you know, their service is what's important. So if it's a cheaper service that offers me exactly the same thing, then obviously I'll just go with that. But I mean, I'm just curious about, you know, I asked them a question about how you mentioned that you put me on like 60 directories.
Yes, sir.
She says, oh, we would put you on 25 of the top directories. Because the other ones don't matter.
They do, though. So, basically, Google bots, right, they crawl the internet, and what they're looking for is your name, your address, your phone number, your website, and your keyword phrase tag. So what we do, so you're able to meet Google's algorithm, we submit you to all 60 directories that Google scans for. And a lot of them are like for example, we send you, submit you to Hot Frog, right? Nobody's going to go to Hot Frog to find you. But the reason we submit you there is so that you are able to come up on the first page of Google by meeting their algorithm, if that makes sense.
I see.
Yeah,
it absolutely does.
Yeah, so they are very important. Yeah.
Could I submit my own, I guess, information the way that you're doing? Like, let's say, like, I knew, like, hypothetically talking, could I do everything that you offer myself? Or not really? Is there?
You could technically, but it would take you forever. I mean, we have a software where we literally in one spot, we're putting your business information and all your keywords, and we're branding those to 60 directories, right? Including Amazon, Alexa, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Apple, I mean, literally all across the net. And we're using your highest trending keywords in your area to bring you the best return on investment, right? Plus, there's a lot of stuff that we go into with the Google Business Profile. Like, your posts have to match up a certain way for the keywords. So that's what the technicians do, you know? I don't even know how to do all that stuff. That's the tech team. They're the ones that do all the optimization, you know?
Oh, I see. Yeah, no worries. Man, I can't even find. I guess instead of emailing me, they're just gonna call me. That's what, you know, because I don't see any emails. Because I did ask her to email me, but she didn't email me. So she's probably just trying to call me and talk to me and sell me on the phone.
Right.
But yeah, no, she was definitely telling me like a lot of the same things. Like they even told me the thing about the whole like, well, we have a slot that's open for marketing in your area, and right now it's just open. And if you don't go with us, it could fill up, and you won't be able to get, you won't be able to be first page on Google.
Right.
So I heard that and I was like, hey, that sounds familiar. I mean, you know, and I don't, and I'm not hating the game, man. You know, there's always a game when it comes to selling something. But I mean, at the same time, it does kind of make sense to have like, so many slots and to sell that. It does, that does make sense. But I just don't know. I just don't, I just never did entirely understand how it works. But either way, like, I mean, you know, there's certain parts of like closing a deal. Like if you don't close a deal, for example, obviously your chances of losing that deal, I forgot what it is. Maybe you're familiar with this, just the science behind it. But like, let's say like you have an opportunity to get a customer for whatever it may be, and you don't close a deal on day one or the second try, the chances of them, I think the second and third time around, every time you talk to them again, the chances of them, pulling the trigger on that deal goes down more and more.
Yeah, I don't know the exact stats on that, but that sounds absolutely correct. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man. And, and I mean, I'm no fool either. And I completely see like the, you know, the potential and the possibilities and the hidden variables when it comes to, your whole, your filling the slot, whatever, you know, chances, you know, I just, you know, I don't like being manipulated, and I'm not saying that you're manipulating me at all, but it just seems kind of interesting how they're telling me the same things that meet these buy now dynamics, you know. But I mean, at the same time though, huh?
We've been in business 17 years, you know, so a lot of companies like, because I've heard the same thing from other clients where they're like, hey, Daniel, somebody called in and like the same exact thing you're saying, you know, and I get completely what you're saying. But again, I mean, we're Google Premier Partner, A-plus rating, 17 years in business. Like, I'm not sure
yeah.
what company you're speaking to, but I know we'll get you results for sure.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm going to look into everything. Is there any way, like, I'm not going anywhere. Don't think I'm trying to go somewhere or not do anything. I see a lot of potential in what you're offering. But is there a way I can kind of look at your plan and their plan and then kind of dig deeper into it and see what the differences are? Now, if they do offer something very similar, I think 149 is as low as y'all will go, right?
That's our best possible rate, yeah. There's no way we can.
Yeah, and I'm very thankful for that. And don't think that I'm like, you know, I'm just like not, you know, not wanting to go. Like I said, I enjoyed your conversation much more, and I really wanted my business to go with you. But, I mean, ultimately, I have to make the cheapest decision because $50 a month for a year is like, you know, $240, you know. Wait, more than that.
Yeah, like $600.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, yeah. Go ahead and review the information or whatnot. I'd really, if I was you, I'd do your due diligence and make sure who it is you're using. I'll tell you this: probably 9 out of 10 of my current clients, I'm just kind of guesstimating, but 9 out of 10 or so have had a bad experience with another company. I don't want to see that happen to you. If you have any questions, you have my contact information, so you could call me. And again, on the one position thing, so if
yeah.
we put two companies on that first page, right? For example,
yeah.
we're programming against ourselves, and we're taking money out of both of our clients' pockets. So that's why we only work with one company per industry and targeted area. That's what we mean by that. I'm not sure, again, I'm not sure who you're talking to or whatnot, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean, not everyone can put everyone on the first page, or they would be only one page.
No,
so
only
so.
12 Google Premier Partners in the United States. So with
12?
Google Premier Partner, you're fine, right? It's going to have a little red badge that you're able to click on and verify they're a Google Premier Partner. I sent that to you via email. Anyone else, right, you don't really want to use because they're just a digital marketing company, and, you know, they probably can't get you up there, you know?
I see. I think she was saying that they were a Google Premier Partner.
Yeah,
but
you
I just, you know,
companies say it and they're not, you know, so I would just do your due diligence. I understand you got this $99 call or whatnot, and you're like, hey, this one's 149, I mean. So I understand where you're coming from. Yeah, if you have any questions or want to check availability through us, you can text me or I'll call. You know?
Well, I tell you what, man, I want you to know that if I determine that y'all's company is better and worth the extra $49, which I kind of thinking it is right off the bat, then I'll definitely just go with y'all if that's still available today.
Right, right. All you got to do is just call. You could text or email too if it's easier for you, and I'll just call you back. But
yeah, I mean, but I'm pretty, like I said already, I'm pretty sure that like y'all are the better company, you know? There's something that I just like getting all my data, all my information before I make a decision, you know, and I just like as a rule, just, you know, extra research, more, you know, what do you call it? Lots of variables to form few conclusions, you know, instead of lots of conclusions with few variables, you could say. So I like to get a lot of information to, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, cause I mean, most of the population is exactly opposite. You know, when you go to buy a car or whatever it may be, when you're selling someone, they just want something that appeals to their emotions. Mm-hmm. I'm more on the logical side. So like, I'm more like facts and data. Mm-hmm. So that appeals to me. So I'm not out of the ballgame here. I'm not, you know, I'm just trying to like, just make sure that, you know, the decision that I think is correct, which is to go with you, by the way, is indeed correct.
Right. Well, yeah, definitely check out that email I sent you. It'll have current client testimonials in it, the full outline to our program, an example of the website, all that good stuff. Yeah, and if you have any questions or want to check availability, just text me or call. Okay?
Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you, and I really do think that that you're who I should go with, y'all's company, because you have more directories, and it just seems like your integration with the Google, the business campaigns and all seems to be pretty on point. And like you said, y'all use a lot of, experience when it comes to those getting, what is it, those keywords or being found through the Google algorithm?
Yeah, Google's algorithm.
Yeah.
So we're a Google Premier partner. We have a team at Google even dedicated to our company. So we're up to date, like, on any changes they make. That way we can ensure first page placement for our clients, you know? So you gotta,
okay.
You gotta have that.
Yeah, and so do y'all do anything, because this is what I'm going to be looking for, do y'all do anything different compared to other companies that other companies might not do besides having more directory listings?
Yeah, so one of the biggest differences, like I mentioned, is everything we do here is in-house. So what that means, like, if you need to change the website, right, we're able to do it literally live over the phone with you where you see the changes. A lot of other companies outsource all that work. Another big difference is we are a Google Premier partner. We, quite frankly, we pay Google a lot of money for that. And because we've been in business for so long, we've been selling and using Google products, and all of our techs have gone through the certification for the environment, we got that Premier partnership. And it's really a huge thing, man, to have a team at Google dedicated to your company, up to date with any changes they ever make. Where, like, for example, if there's an issue getting them PIN verified, we're able to get on the phone with Google and get that pushed through. You know what I'm saying? So I'd say really those are the two major differences. And on the directory note, like, if we didn't submit you to all 60 of those directories, you're not going to show on the first page of Google because you're not meeting their algorithm, you know? So it really, I know it's a small thing it seems like, but it really is a big thing.
Yeah, and that's why I asked them, you know, about the whole directory, because I was like, y'all said 60, and I'm like, wait a minute, so how many, you know, so that's definitely in y'all's favor and contributes to the extra $49 a month. So I think that going from 299 down to 149, like that's awesome. Like that's literally half the price. And I really appreciate that.
Yeah, no
problem.
So, you know, my goal is just to help you.
But I just got paid in advance. So, I really do want to make something happen here. You know, I just have to be extra like, you know, careful and strategic right now because you're good. I'm just grabbing this. I left some milk here. I'm just trying to be extra, you know, careful but under the circumstances, you know, because I don't really have a lot of funds right now.
Right.
So we would
get you good results. I mean, I'd be your account lead on this too. You know, it's my job to make sure that's happening.
Okay. Well, first page of Google is first page of Google. So, I mean, you're saying that if I go with this other company, hypothetically, for $100 a month, and they say, hey, we're going to put you on the first page of Google, that's not a problem. Are they telling me the truth, or...
See, I can't really comment on it because I don't know who they are. You know what I'm saying? But a couple of red flags that I heard, them saying 25 directories, and not the full 60 directories Google scans for. That's one red flag I heard. Another is like, you know, I'm pretty sure you know we're Local Splash. I say that multiple times in all our emails. I mean, really, you should know who the company is, and they should have sent you.
Yeah, you know what?
Writing, you know.
You're right, you know, I don't know why they were supposed to email me, and they didn't email me, so that's definitely a red flag, because...
They could have wrote down the wrong email, like, who knows what the issue is, right? But when you were telling me, that those are just some red flags I was hearing, you know, but again, I can't speak on if they're able to get you up there or not, because I don't know who they are, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, being on first page of Google is being on first page of Google, right? I mean, it doesn't matter how you're there. If you're there, you're there. Or is there, like, what do you call it, positions on the first page of Google? It's even better. Like, being, like, in the top three is better than being on, like, on number seven, which is still the first page with the last of the choices.
No. So the map section is only going to have three businesses on the first page of Google. That's all it allows for. We're talking about at the 149 rate, it's the map section on the first page. Now, to answer your question, there's different positions, and we offer those too, but it's at an additional rate, right? Like the Google Guarantee Program, which is at the very top. If you do a search for movers near me, you'll see Google Guarantee Company.
Yeah.
We offer that. I'm actually the main person that sets those accounts up. It's a great program.
How much is that?
So it's pay per lead. Give me one quick second here. Let me look up in your area what the lead fees would be.
Oh, it's pay per lead.
Yeah, so it's pay per lead in the Google Guarantee section, but with Google Guarantee, the benefit of those leads is they're only sent to you. And if you don't set an appointment with the lead, you're not charged for the lead. Okay, so these are like very quality leads coming through. In your area, it is available. So it would be $48 per lead. And Google requires a minimum monthly, which is $626. That basically guarantees you up to 13 leads.
Yeah.
Now, we don't charge you that minimum monthly until we've done the application process. There is an application fee of $250 for Google Guarantee. That we have to run a background check. We have to submit your license and insurance to Google as well for you to qualify for that particular program.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Yeah, I typically spend about $50 per lead as it is. I pay different people that much, so that's not an issue. But I'll go ahead and get right back to you. I really do want to go with y'all, man. You seem like you seem like the best choice here. I'm new to it. I don't know a lot about this sort of marketing, and I'm just trying to be careful. That's all. You don't make me feel uncomfortable at all. It's not, you know, and I think that your product works. I'm just, I just trying to make sure I'm making the right choice here, because I don't have a lot of fun. And if I pull the trigger on this, you know, how long will it take me before I see my first customer, you could say?
So
most likely.
Under the 149 rate, because we're not doing the Facebook ads now, okay? Timeline. So 3 to 5 days, your website's up. You're submitted to the 60 directories. 7 to 10 days, we have your Google Maps section live. But for the map section to show on the first page of Google, the timeline we send you is 30 to 45 days. We like to under-promise and over-deliver, so you will see results faster. You're going to see results in that first month. With the 149 rate, it's really not going to ramp up until like month two, if that makes sense.
Okay. Now,
bundle the Facebook ads in there. Those are live in 7 to 10 days. So then that quickly, you know. So
that's kind of what I was thinking too.
Yeah.
And I think I asked you before. Couldn't I just what do y'all do with the Facebook? It's different than me launching a Facebook campaign.
Yeah. So
on my own.
We just became a partner to Meta as well, so we're offering Facebook ads. The person that handles our Facebook department, her name's Lydia. She's awesome. So basically, with your ad, we offer retargeting on all your keywords. So if you go to Google and you type in Mover Near Me, once you go to Facebook, you're going to show up on people's feed, right, where they're able to click the call, click to message you, which goes to Messenger, or click to more info, which takes you to the website. She really puts a lot of work, you know, and her team into making sure that Facebook ad is appealing to people to generate you, like, as many inquiries as possible, you know?
Yeah. So you're saying that y'all doing it versus me doing it is that y'all connect what the user sees between Google and Facebook. So as soon as they get on Facebook, I'm going to pop up straight again, correct?
Yes, correct. Exactly.
Okay. It almost seems as if I go ahead and do the Facebook and
I think it's better.
You know, together.
I know it's
that
like,
I'll get
$99. Now it's $150 more, but it really would be better for you, because then you get those Facebook ads launched within 7 to 10 days. You know.
Okay. Yeah. And what you're saying is that if I go and I launch my own Facebook campaign, mm-hmm. let's say for whatever, and then do the $100 with the other company, I won't get the same results when it comes to customers seeing me on Google and Facebook versus just going with y'all.
No. So you could do your own Facebook ads. It's just like your clients though that your clients that hire you for moving. The reason they don't move themselves is because they don't know what to do, right? So it'd probably be a train wreck if they tried to do it, right? So they hire you to do the moving jobs, right? So it's the same thing with hiring us for the Facebook ads. I mean, you could try to do it on your own, no problem. We've just seen, you know, when we do it, you're getting better results because we know exactly what we're doing. Now, on the other company, again, I don't really like to badmouth another company, especially if I don't know who they are, right? Like, I can't really tell
what
the difference is. But again, with the 25 directories, it's not enough. It's not enough to meet Google's algorithm. I'm positive on that.
Okay.
You know.
Well, I mean, if let's say that I'm with y'all for 1 month, 2 months, and then I decide just to do a different sort of marketing, am I going to get removed off those directories?
Oh, no, good question. So what would happen, right, if you were to cancel with us at any time, all the directories we've submitted you to and the optimization we've done on your Google and your Facebook page – that it all stays the same. We don't delete anything. So you keep everything we created. What would happen, though, is because we're not continuing to optimize you, when Google makes an algorithm change, which they do often, you'll rotate off of the first page of Google unless you meet those changes. Does that
I see. Yeah.
Okay. And obviously, your Facebook ads, if we don't have the budget, like if you're not paying for it through us, then the Facebook ads would stop as well if you were to cancel. But you keep all the content we created.
But besides the website.
Oh, website. Good question. So we have two options on that. If you were to cancel, you could either buy the website out for $99, which is very inexpensive for a website, or you could pay $49 a month for us to continue hosting the website, which basically means making like changes to it, keeping up to date on your metadata, inside the website itself.
So you're saying I would pay $49 a month?
So if you were to cancel, you have two options regarding the website. It's either a $99 buyout for the website, or you could pay $49 a month for hosting.
Oh, okay.
For the hosting. Yeah.
So y'all would still do all the optimization and all that?
On the website.
I see.
So the hosting is basically maintaining it for you. You can buy it for $99 and host it yourself, right? Or you could pay us $49 a month to continue hosting. This is if you were to cancel.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
But it makes more sense not to cancel, obviously, just to stay because y'all keep optimizing.
Right, right. Now, once you get a good client base, right, the reason we have those two options is because we understand our clients put their website, like, on their trucks, right, on their business card, sometimes on their t-shirt.
Yeah.
So we don't want to hijack your website, right? We give you those two options.
I see. Now, do a lot of companies use y'all and then leave eventually once they get going? Or is it more, I'm sorry I'm asking so many questions. I'm just curious about how all this.
Man, you're just trying to make the right decision, you know. We have an average client retention rate, they tell me, of 3.2 years. So the goal for us is to keep you on as long as possible. But in actuality, it's like once you get enough client base, word of mouth, and referrals, and you're getting booked out, right, you don't always need it. So to answer your question, clients stay with us for about 3.2 years on average. Now, we've had some clients, though, like Extra Space Storage, they've been with us for, I believe it's like 15 years now. So we have some clients that have been with us for a very long time.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, man. I actually, I get phone calls about storage sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I've always kind of fancied the idea of owning some storage units because it's kind of like residual income, you know. Plus, I sell stuff, so if they didn't pay their rent, I just, you know. But
I won't even do a storage unit. I have a shed in my backyard, you know, and I store stuff there because it's like, man, it's so if you add up like the monthly plus the year, storage companies are making bank for sure.
I'm spending almost $700 a month on storage units right now. You know, and that's just me, you know, I mean, I have three storage units, so, yeah, and a lot of people have storage units. In fact, a lot of people, even homeless people have storage units, you know, like everyone has storage units, you know,
yeah.
There's people that they don't have a car at home, but they have storage units. I tell you what, I see them.
It's a lucrative business.
Let me think here. Yeah, people love stuff, material objects. Man, I really do want to pull the trigger. I told the lady, I'll talk to her here in a little bit. I mean, my gut tells me to go with you, even though, you know, it, doing something like this is risky. But you're staying 7 days before I get probably my first customer, my first lead?
With the Facebook ads. So if you're doing the Facebook ads, yes, seven to 10 days because that's when we launch your Facebook ads. If you're just doing the 149, so the Google Business Profile optimization and the map, the timeline we send you in writing is 30 to 45 days. So you're really looking okay. at two before that ramps up.
Okay. And it takes Daryl about a week to do the optimization, correct?
Yeah, 3 to 5 days for the 60 directories and the website when that's first up, okay? And then 7 to 10 days is when your Google business profile will be live and active. And your Facebook ads will be launched.
Okay. Why does it take about a month before you start seeing results?
Because what happens is Google does they're not continuously doing a scan, right? So Google has to do their scan with their bots. And then what's going to happen is Google is going to see you as relevant, right? Because what happens is they see your name, your address, your phone number, your website on all these directories. And then they see, oh, man, all 15 different keywords are lined up. And then in your website, the metadata to those keywords are the exact same. And it's just making you more and more and more relevant. There's more that goes into it, like with the posts that we're running. And the request for view function is huge, too. But that's just a couple reasons why we're getting you up there.
Okay.
So it's a process. It's not like a button we could just click and you're there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you do offer the website. Yeah, let's just go ahead and pull the trigger then, man. You know, you've said your piece, man. You know?
I appreciate that, Ernie. Trust me, you know, I'll be your account lead on this. So anytime you have questions, anything like that, just call me directly.
Yeah, I wish I had you on my team selling some of these estimates, man. Golly.
All right, so let me jump back over here to Billy.
I got this guy I'm trying to get a job right now. So I'm trying to close on him for just a $5,000 job, but we went down to $4,750. So, man, I wish you could call that guy and get him signed up already. He's stalling me.
My play.
So, everyone else is...
You know, I'm doing.
Everyone else is trying to charge you.
Football too, you know. So I got a.
Oh yeah.
I got like what is it? 36 linemen. I'm coaching right now. And it's like
high school.
SoCal. Yeah, I do high school too. Coach at Edison High School. But I just
Edison.
There. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. What state are you in?
I'm in California, Huntington Beach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we got an Edison here in San Antonio, Texas. But I remember you telling me you were. Oh yeah, Kelly. Hey, we got Edison here. But yeah, no, I wish I could go back to high school and do football, man. I did our track. Cause I was always real fast. But yeah, I love doing sports. Man, that's an awesome thing. And it's awesome to share that and get the kids all ramped up and all that, man. That's pretty cool.
They're great kids too, man. They just won, last weekend. They won it's called the Reps Tournament, you know, so they got a trophy there, they dominated it next Sunday, they got another tournament this week, it's pretty awesome, man. Cody Apabuzia, I can never say his last name, some Samoan last name, you know, he's like the main guy.
Oh, wow.
I just help out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
awesome. Man, Samoans, man, they're taking over the NFL sometimes, man.
Yeah, the whole team's like Samoan, man, it's crazy, big boys. We have a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
He's 6'1", has size 14 men's cleats, man. It's crazy. 12 years old.
Golly, 6'1"? What is he, like 240?
No,
not that big.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
That's insane, man.
You're starting with the 149, right? Package?
No. I think I want to go ahead and get the Facebook package too, man, because my goal is to get jobs. The more jobs I have, the more I can start expanding and doing other things. But, you know, if I do the 149 and I'm missing out on so many jobs, that's just wasting time right there.
Yeah.
If I get that $100 back, I want that I want my $250 back as soon as possible.
First month, yeah. And making a profit, you know. So, yeah, I'm glad you said that, man. I was trying to lean you that way, but I didn't want to push you too hard, you know. So I'm glad you're doing the Facebook ads. It's gonna get you results way faster. So
you're not. Like I said, I'm a logical person.
I tend to make decisions more on like logic and, you know, and probabilities than just emotion. Not everything. I mean, you know, when I have a crazy girlfriend, she definitely makes me very unlogical. But, you know.
Yeah.
But for the most part, yeah.
I think they're all crazy, man. You know, don't tell my wife that, though.
Yeah, sometimes they just want to pick fights, you know, just to test you, just to see how you respond. And then
you're
like, man.
All right, let me make sure I change this correctly. You're good. Okay. All right, so what I'm doing now is processing the payment. The voice verification is going to be the same, except now your billing will be on the 24th of each month. Okay? Give me one quick sec here. Oh, actually, I haven't read the voice verification, so let me read that to you now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
It's a As You Wish Moving.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
It's Ernie Garcia. I'm the owner. It sounds familiar, but yeah.
Oh, well, I might have read. Whatever. We'll just read it again.
Yeah, it's all good.
Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I do.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged immediately. That is March 24th, 2022, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $249 for the platinum package.
Does that include tax?
That's everything's inclusive, yeah. There's no hidden fees. It's $249 flat. Your payment will automatically be due each month on the 24th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Perfect. So, Ernie, I want to be the very first to welcome you and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We are going to strive month in and month out to make this a long-term relationship with you. Congratulations.
Yeah. And like we talked about before, you know, bringing in the other businesses into it, I would love to get more flow on my thrift shop. And I would love to get more jobs for my cleaning people.
I have that all in the notes too. So once we get you some traction on this moving job, we're going to be in contact. So just let me know when you're ready to pull the trigger on the thrift shop or the cleaning company as well, and we can get those rolling for you as well.
I don't have a website. I don't have a Facebook for the thrift shop, and I don't have a Facebook or a website for the cleaning business, which I have customers and employees in on the cleaning business, but I don't even have a name for that yet either, so I'm just kind of, people just kind of use me, and they don't even have it, so that one just kind of popped into existence. Like, I wasn't even planning on doing cleaning, but I was at a cleaning wholesale warehouse factory place, and I was like, all right, this package here, and then I had my lead in front of me, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try to get a lead for a cleaning service, just for fun.
Right.
And I ended up, you know, hiring someone
I ended up hiring someone and getting a job all in like 10 minutes. And I was already next to that place and I ended up buying that stuff. And I don't, like I said, I don't have a name, but it seems to make money. And if it makes money, I'll go ahead and do it. So.
Right.
I heard some really good stories about cleaning services too, like especially like commercial, like you go to like a big building. A friend of mine was telling me that his buddy has a cleaning service and they have a contract with a building. I don't know if it's like 6 stories, 7 stories. Anyways, they go like three hours a day, maybe like 4 or 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. And the contract's for, I think, $4,000 or $5,000 a month.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So 3 hours.
That's just one job.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
So he just sends his worker out to that building for like 3 hours every day or so. But he gets, you know, $4,000 to $5,000 every single month off this one contract.
Yeah, from
and that's
what
not
I
even
know,
the best contract.
It's like the commercial accounts you really want, you know, or if you can get in with like even like government buildings, stuff like that, you know, because it's just, you know, like you said, you're doing 3 hours, you're getting 5,000, you know, I mean, it's more lucrative, you know.
Yeah, and what's the most awesome thing about this cleaning is, like you just said, it you kind of brushed over, is the residual aspect of it.
Yes.
Because it's every single month. You don't have to get a new customer. Like you just they just pay you over and over again. I mean, that's pretty awesome.
for sure. You know, I could tell, man. You really you're really passionate about everything you do. You know, so it's I'm really interested to see like take off for you too. You know, I think it's
yeah.
Like I said, we want to get. You're gonna want a name though for the cleaning company. So maybe just kind of think on that as we go on this as you wish. You know.
Yeah, I know. I like to come up with good names. I think As You Wish is an awesome name. I mean, I like it. And I think for the cleaning services, I was thinking of the other day, I was kind of thinking of a name. I was thinking of something like Grandma's Cleaning Services. It's kind of funny, you know, but I mean, it kind of like, you know, I think it like touches on a subconscious level too, which is what I like. So, you know, Grandma's Cleaning Service, because, you know, everyone, I think most people can imagine a grandma cleaning. I don't think we're that far in the future yet, where the grandmas are on TikTok twerking and stuff. You know, there's still good grandmas out there. But,
I know, man, I don't know what I'd do if I saw my grandma on TikTok twerking, you know.
Yeah. I'm just saying, man, society's getting a little crazy. I don't understand, you know, I feel sorry for people like my age or even younger or the high school kids, you know, that you deal with, you know, cause they're like, they don't even know what it's like, you know, before all this YouTube and Instagram and before Facebook or before what do you call it? MySpace. Yeah. Before all that, man, all that, you know, back in the day when people just use phones, you know, you used the phone out of the wall and then your parent would listen to you if, you know, or something, and then you get mad or something, you know, back there, someone else would be on the phone or, you know, line cords to the wall, you know, that was just a different era, man. You know, I think that, like we talked about, I think the mind, the modern mind had too many dopamine hits off of all the instant gratification posts, you know, and I don't think it's good for people's minds, man.
Sure. Now, I'll tell you what, though, they can, like, if I have a problem with my phone, I give it to my son to fix, man, my 12-year-old son, you know, like,
oh, yeah.
they're going to be pretty tech savvy, but I get exactly what you're saying. I was just talking to him last night about, like, hey, man, I want you to go outside more, you know, you got to stop playing that game, you know, and he was like, man, I go to practice, like, 2 hours a day, you know, school, I'm outside for, like, 2 hours, you know, because I get there early, and I was like, oh, you know.
what are you, like, 31?
I'm 32. I'm turning
32. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, I kind of hear it in your voice, man. You sound young. But, oh, man, no, you're still young as hell, man. Hell, you know, there's a strong man and fighters and hell. There's people older than us in the NFL still, you know, running around. But,
right.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so you're old enough to remember, like, the kids in the neighborhood, you know, getting on the bicycle, you know, or getting on a scooter.
Yeah.
Bicycle, scooter, skateboard, you know, that was like,
I used to
that was like what to do.
You know, I got
yeah.
Old school and I went right outside, man. I told my son even if I wanted to play a video game with somebody, they had to come over, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, and I used to make ramps, man, and my driveway had a big, long driveway, and I'd make a huge ramp, and I'd just hit it and get a bunch of air on my bicycle.
My son has we have a half pipe in our, because we have like a RV slot, right? But we don't have an RV, so we just put like a huge half pipe back there. It's like, what is it? I forget the dimensions, but it's a big half pipe, man. I was never a real skater guy, but he loves it, you know? He's out there all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, man. No,
now he's on the video game, you know?
Even as an adult, man, I'm still hurting myself, man. I never really outgrew. Like, I got into doing trampoline jumps a couple months back. I started doing flips, you know, as a grown adult, man, I'm doing backflips and double backflips and triple front flips, you know? You know?
I don't know if you guys have a sky zone.
I don't know. I mean, it's they kind of got used to me coming because I was like looking for like a fun way of doing cardio.
Right.
So like I go in there and I look young. I'm like you're, yeah. So I'm like just about your age, you know. But I look young, you know. So they think I'm like some high school kid or something just because I'm there. And I'm like, no, man. I'm already a grown up man. I'm not in high school, you know. So it's pretty cool though.
So the next thing I'm going to do, Ernie, I'm going to schedule your client interview with your technician. This is where they're going to go over, like, your keywords, how you want your website to look, the logo, like, all that fun stuff, okay? So we bought off a full hour for that appointment. Usually it just takes, like, 30 minutes or so. The time slots they have available today are 11 a.m., so just an hour from now. 12 o'clock, 1 p.m., a 3, and a 4. What time works best for you?
I would say an hour from now, because I'm still here at the gym.
All right, perfect. Have you been lifting this whole time, huh? I heard the weights a couple times.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man.
Yeah, I was doing some leg extensions. Honestly, I was about to pour a 405, man. I saw 405 on the ground there. I was going to lift it up real quick on the phone without you noticing, maybe.
You're all grunting.
You know I have a...
I always do when I work out, you know? So I'm like, yeah, you would
have
noticed.
I have a pretty good, strong, natural deadlift. I'll do this. Can you give me my... I'm sorry. Give me, like, 1 second.
Yes.
I'm buying a protein shake. 210-72... Yeah, I'm on the phone. I'm not just crazy talking. Okay. 210-727-0095. You got me in the account? All right, thank you. Okay, do you have like the discount thing going on? Awesome. Card. On file, if possible? Oh, all right. Here you go. I think. Oh yeah. Hey Daniel.
Yes sir.
You there? Yeah man. I don't know. I'm a short, stocky 5'7" dude, man. So like deadlifts have always been like my go-to easy, man. Right from day one, I had this professional powerlifter guy a couple of years ago to help me with my first deadlift, and he was a little bit blown away because I did like a huge deadlift.
Really?
So.
Really? What's your?
Yeah.
What's your max on it? Just curious.
Well, I've deadlifted probably like heavy, less than 20 times in my life. But I mean, I hit a pretty big number. It's kind of unbelievable, honestly. 135. No, I'm just playing. It wasn't that low. No, it was, I'm just joking. Some guys, man, they think they're strong at two plates. No, I did, I threw on two plates. I was like, man, this is nothing. We threw on three plates. Man, this is nothing. We threw on four plates. And I was like, all right, it's getting heavy. And then we threw on some extra weight. And I think I got up to like 435.
Oh, wow.
Or four. It was like 445 on each side. And then like a 10 and a 5 on each side. Or like maybe like a 10 and a 5 and a 2.5. I can't remember, but it was... From 405 up, like, it just got more difficult. Like, for some reason, like, I hit 405, and I was like, man, I can go way up higher. But then I only went up a little bit up higher, and it made the difference. I couldn't go no more.
Right, so. Right. No, this is a lot, man. I'm not a big big deadlifter. You know, I love back. I love doing back, but I'll do, you know, and it hits your back, too. It's full body, you know. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'll definitely.
Yeah, like three plates, you know. Four plates, man, I start getting my lower back out of it, you know. I'm like, ugh. So.
I hear people say that when you get older that you lose all your physical capabilities, but honestly, I feel my strongest and fastest and everything now that I'm older, man. I could go back to like high school kids and just dominate, dude. As a man. I mean, it wouldn't be fair. I'm a man, but I mean, golly, dude. I mean, I'm benching three plates and squatting four plates and deadlifting over four plates, you know. And I haven't even really trained, you know. But I don't think I could have done that in high school.
Right.
You know, I think I could. I don't think I was not that strong in high school, to be honest. I don't know, you know. I guess as you get older, you just keep getting stronger. But,
what's your preferred method of contact from us? Is it phone, text, or email?
Phone?
Phone, okay. All right, so phone. Is it currently licensed and insured?
I'm working on getting my, I have insurance on the truck, but I don't have, what do you call it, my LLC.
Got it.
I'm working on that. But I'll get it as soon as I can afford it.
Yeah, it's not necessary to show up on the first page of Google, but if you were to do Google mm-hmm. Guarantee in the future, that is the requirement. That's why we asked, just so we have it on file. Okay,
yeah.
So we sent you two more emails. When you get a chance, okay, you're going to want to pull them up. One's your initial invoice. So when you pull that up, it's going to have a section that says, click here to accept subscription terms. That's going to show you everything you're paying for in writing, which is everything that I went over with you, Ernie. And then at the bottom, it's going to have you type your name in and hit confirm. That will take you to a username and password screen. Okay? Your username, your phone number, your password will be generated for you after you're on that page. So your technician will walk you through that. Okay? All right. So do you have any questions for me in the meantime?
No, man. I'll wait for y'all to give me that call back. I'm just here. I'm going to try to get some more exercise in today. I don't have anything scheduled. And
what day is it?
Then I have to head to my storage unit.
Chest day?
Yeah, man. I had the unfortunate event of finding out that after 4 months of being off, I looked at my workout plan, and today had to be a leg day. So I was like, well, I guess, man.
Hey,
I didn't want to start out. I wanted to start out on a bench day or something, not a leg day.
Right.
I really like bench press.
Yeah, you know,
you were saying?
If you want to get bigger, like in the chest or back, hit the legs harder. You know, to get that soft burnout. And yeah, so it's good you're starting there, man, for sure. It's gonna suck the next couple days, though.
Oh, yeah, it is, man. I haven't done nothing, like I said, for 4 months. But I only worked out for 3 months when I did work out. I never really – I've always worked out kind of like halfway, you know. Like, I did some MMA training back in the day.
Oh, good.
You know, and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I love Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So I did some of that. I did some running. And then, like I said before, I was into that gymnastics stuff. little 4-year-olds running by on a trampoline, and here I am, a grown man doing, you know, double and triple flips everywhere.
That's right.
But, you know, it's fun, you know, and I'm like, whatever, it's free country, you know, I don't have to be a little kid to be in here, I'm gonna come in here and have some fun. No kids, just me. Yeah, so, but I did that for some months, and then I did jiu-jitsu, and I did some running. Some long distance running, even though I prefer short distance running. But my heart was really strong, man. I've always been a little active, but I never really took powerlifting or weightlifting serious, you know, until recently. For those 3 months, man, and I hit it hard for six, you know. I ended up, I was doing 100-pound incline presses, and my foot slipped and I hurt my shoulder a little bit. But other than that, it was an awesome experience. So my shoulder feels good again. So I'm gonna get back into it and just be careful, you know. Right. Your tendons and ligaments take longer to strengthen up than your muscles. But I'm kind of like naturally kind of strong though, so I think I have to be careful too though. Yep. You know,